The Book of Ultimate Truths by Robert Rankin. Cornelius turned his key in the lock and quietly entered the ancestral home. He'd not been altogether honest with the parents regarding the job situation and considered it prudent to steal silently away to his room rather than construct explanations for his early return from work. As he made to sneak up the corridor to the stairs, the sounds of heated debate reached his ears, issuing from the front parlour. Cornelius knelt and pressed an ear to the keyhole of the closed door.
"And I still say the boy should be told," came the voice of the daddy.
"And I say he shouldn't," came the voice of the ecologically sound mama.
"But the rare mutant strain in his makeup could save the world.
A pension plan and prospects is all he needs."
"You're missing the point, woman."
"Don't call me woman. You're the one wearing the wig."
"It's not a wig. It's a hair enhancement accessory. And those aren't your own bosoms, by the way."
"My bosoms play no part in this discussion."
"Nor does my bald spot."
"Your bald spot is indicative."
"Of what?"
"Of your bald outlook on life."
"And who made it bald? You with the socks stuffed up your front?"
"They're matronly. They project a warm and caring image. The boy needs that, and he needs a haircut also."
"He can't cut his hair. It's big hair. Famous people always have big hair."
"You don't."
"I'm not famous."
"I should never have married you. My mother was right."
"You never had a mother."
"Of course I had a mother. She was a pillar of the community."
"She was a figment of your imagination. You never had a mother. I never had a mother. You know that."
"But what about the boy?"
"He should be told."
"We can't tell him. We took the oath. He must never be told. He'll find out for himself when the time is right."
"The stuff of epics," said the daddy.
"About that."
Cornelius swung open the parlour door without knocking and strode into the room.